Good morning, okay.
Morning. Okay, we are up to Shin Lamed Vav. We just read Tziv Zayin, I'll just go over it. Also, Litlosh, Afilah Me Asvet She'en Anokov. Tlisha is also even an Asvet She'en in Ein Anokov, which is only Asvet Midrabanon. Someone asked a question yesterday about what the difference between that and Tziv Hei. Yesterday, the Gemara asked the question. What's the difference between Asvet Ein Anokov and Asav Mishallah Ala Ozen Akli? The Teretz of Gemara here is that the Asvet She'en Anokov is that it's not the derech of planting. That's not, it's a kilo to look a derech because it needs constant tipul. Zriya is you throw the seeds down, they grow. That's zriya. But if you throw the seeds down, you plant it and you have to go ahead and you have to try to coax it to grow and not and whatever. And it needs in a planter, it needs to have you need to constantly water it and you have to take care of it. So that's not the keder zriya of planting the ground. It's a little bit, therefore it's only the rabbanon. That's what the Gemara answers. Shane Cain, if you have grasses or moss or something growing on a kli, that's normal, that happens by itself, and that's tlisha, and therefore in Zion, Atzah Shein Anokov, tlisha was just sort of the opposite of Zviya to a certain degree, is only the Rabbanon because it's not properly planted in the ground, whereas a Savim, you think that's its ground, that's what it is. Ches Atzitz Pirish Chatzi Kaz Zvilim Al Shama a Savim. If you have an Atzitz, I feel Eino Nakov, even if it's Eino Nakov, even if it doesn't have any holes, any holes in the bottom, Yesh, the Zara Melit Lomi Al Gabi Karkel, Anicha Al Gabi Yesedo, so Ifcha. You should be careful not to move it and take it off the karka and to put it, definitely not on the table because that blocks it. And even on top of yesedos, even though there's no hefsek, there's only a gap, but there's no hefsek between the ground and the thing. We say that with the holes, it gets some nutrients from the ground. That's still also it's still like a me'ain of talush of being talusha from the ground. Bein shu sha'ez, bein shu sha'cheres, because there's a machlokes Mishnayim about some say that the question is which is more porous. Some say that cheres is more porous and therefore even and it's considered nakov even if it's not even there's no holes in it. And some say that it's the opposite. Cheres is not porous. Eitz is porous. Eitz absorbs water more. So and it's a machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying both studim or machmir both studim, and you can't. And we consider the kivul it's nakov, and you can't put it on a pick it up. Megal yichor shel ilan shenifshach be'er Shabbos min ha'ilan uvoperis. If you have a small branch, a twig, or something like that of a tree that has fruit on it, mutu litzol shaperis venu b'Shabbos. If it's falling off or something, even though it's broken off. Nifshach is that it broke off and it's just hanging by a thread, then you're allowed to go ahead and to take off the peiros on Shabbos because it's considered kilo talush already. Tzino shemekleich maimin agag shalu bokashim v'asavim shesaisvim v'akvim kilucho. You have a rain gutter which is stuffed full of guch plants, who knows what else. Umeim aviyotzim it's bashed in begag and now it's flooding the roof, a dolphin, labayis, and it's leaking into the house. Imacham, miraglav, you're allowed to go up to the roof and step on that stuff with your feet. But sinna, do it in the middle of the night or something, people don't see. You keep into metakin, ayadeshinuhu, since this is a tikkun, ayadeshinui, she'eda oisa elabiraglav, you're doing it with your hand, not just pulling the guch out, you're just tramping it down so the water flows better. Malcolm Seder will go through Rabbanan, but since it's also to go ahead and to pull it out by hand. I'm not talking about a case where it's growing there. That's partial that's a problem. Even if it's just stuffed up, it's some sort of tikkun of the bias. Therefore, it's also discussion about clogged drains and things. The question is, can you use a plunger? So that seems a bit of a machlokes, whether you can use a plunger, whether that's considered that's considered fixing or not fixing in the ground. Moshe says that a clogged drain is not considered kilkul, it's not considered ruin, so there's no tikkun. It's just like washing. You have a dirty dish and you're just washing it. So you have a dirty drain, you're just washing it, and it's not really, you know. But if it's like a real stima, meaning the thing like down the drain, you'd have to call a plumber or use a snake or something like that to open it. That would be also, use a snake would be also in Shabbos. Even if you stick something, you have to stick something down. That would be a problem. So therefore, some are matir. Some say that using the plungers of the hole, but by the toilet, poskim are more makil because of kovod abrius, that is to use the plunger to try to open up to open it up, and that's not called a tikkun. That's whatever. Hadas v'chuber mutar lahariach bo. A hadas, which is the bush, you're allowed to smell it. Well, esrog with tapuach, hold a roi lachila, also lariach bo mechuber, it's also to smell it if it's attached to the tree or the bush. Shema yakot so laachlo, who smells it, geshmak, and he'll pull off the apple to eat it. So therefore that would be tzigzera, not to smell it, because he might come to pull it off. Hashar achitim v'sa'or yukhiyot v'hem amayim. Reza told us zorea, someone who soaks chitim v'sa'orim, and who are then, if you have other like beans or something, stuff that's going to sprout in the water, is a told us zorea v'chayiv v'koshuhu, and that you're chayiv v'koshuhu. Hagao mutar lahamid ad v'ilanos v'mayim v'shabis. Unless the post can discuss, but if you put stuff in, like a little bit of water in with like beans or something, and it turns into a mush, that's not zriya, that's something else. Even though if you put a lot of water, it could, maybe these things would sprout, but if it depends on the metzius. You're allowed to place tree branches or whatever, tree, in water, like lulav, the classic case is a lulav, it's more based on by lulav. The Shoshanim, as long as there's no flowers on it, Shehem Nispachim and Achuchas Amayim, because that would be considered that it's a tree branch that it's growing by flowers, regular flowers. They say there that the fact that it's going to open up a little bit or close and whatever, that's not, it's not considered growing. That's just okay, it opens up. With a tree branch, with an actual branch, putting in water will might cause it to go ahead and to, that's called actually like being mechayit and to grow. With the discussion about ayin lekaban sim tafshin and dalet by the lulav on Shabbos as a machokas, whether the issue it's also to add in, or if it has to be that the pashas has to be was in water before Shabbos and you're just putting it back. You can't put in lechachila, you shouldn't do on Shabbos. You base tainim sheyavshu beibehem. Figs which by their twigs, their stalks, whatever you want to call them, are completely dry and they're basically ready to fall off. Or let's say the fruits are all dried up. Hatolish ben b'Shabbos chayiv, you're still chayiv. Avo b'sheheim ka'akurim, the yintuma, even if something touches it, it's considered the kiyu, it's not on the tree. Even when it comes to mishpat, also there's certain things which are over the butzer, kibutzer dami, something which is already ready to fall off, is considered it's detached. But for Shabbos issues, and then we had before a case where the branch is hanging, that's fine. That's mostly detached. That's okay. But if it's if it's still attached, just it's dry or it's ready to fall off, it's still considered tullish. Also, lishtamish mitzidei tzadei ha'ilan, you can't use the sides of the tree, meaning you can't lean against it. But mitzidei tzadim mutar, but you can go ahead and use tzidei tzadim. What does that mean? Also, lismach asulan mitzidei ha'ilan, you can't put a ladder leaning against the tree and use the ladder. Chisalik ba mishtamish mitzadim, because when you go climb on it, you're using the side of the tree. Well, yosei takua, If you have a peg of some sort sticking out of the tree, and motel lismach sulam alav, you can lean the sulam on the ladder on that. Havel yaseid stadim the sulam stadit stadim. The yaseid is itzadim. You be also to hang something on the peg, but or the post, whatever it is. But you're allowed to lean a ladder on that and then climb on the ladder. If you stick a peg in and you hang something on it, a basket, so you'd be allowed to put something inside the basket, but to stop hanging, you want to hang your jacket up there, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. You're allowed to touch a tree as long as it doesn't shake the tree. that's you know, mishtamish means that you're actually, you know, you're actually mishtamish, you're shaking it. Bor amok afilu mea ama muter leirid velalois. If you have a deep bore, even if it's down very mea almost down, metapis v'yored metapis v'ola, you climb down, you climb up, you're allowed to do that. Lo chashin and shema yak or karka. You're not worried about harisha or whatever that you're digging, that you're going to go ahead and knock dirt down. That's the Rishon Miskaven, and it's not vada, it's obsecration, so therefore, it's mutter. To be seen, misasik. Shilam Azayim. Dara She'ein Miskaven mutter. The general din is we paskin that Dara She'ein Miskaven is mutter on Shabbos. Not also, it's mutter. But that's as long as it's not a psik resha, which means a malacha, which there's different ways we should describe it. I mean, the classic case in the Gemara is which I don't know why they use this case, but they said you want to go ahead and you want to give your kids someone wants to give their kids a chicken head to play with, so you cut it off for them to play with. So in order for them to play with it, you got to cut it off. So you're killing it. People always ask, like, well, why is that secret? Like, if that's worse than psikresha, that's straight malacha. But the point is, even though you know it's going to happen, chicken's going to die. But because it's not. I don't care about it dying. I just want to use the head. Yeah, that's the case. Like, why the Gemara uses that case? I just look at the Achronim over there. It should be shown him why he uses that case. But other cases, for instance, I remember the way of Ramban understands the way to understand a psik resha is that even if you want to go, you want to do something, you start with point. Let's say malacha A, and the tachas is malacha C. But on the way, when that lacha C is mutter and A is mutter, but on the way you have to go through malacha, B, which is itself is usher. Is the only way to get to the final stage is through that malacha. That's a psik resha. There's no way to circumvent it. If it's a safek, it's a safek psik resha. That's dava sheinu miskaven, and that would be mutter. Hilchav gor adam mita kisei v'safsal. You can go ahead and drag a bed or a couch or whatever it is on a bench on a dirt floor. Ben gedolim ben ketanim eventually skavin lasus chavir. As long as you're not planning to, make a groove in the ground, and you can use that to do whatever, something. Umoter l'rabbit abayis, you're allowed to go ahead and to spray. To what used to be, they have dirt floors in the houses. They used to like make a fine mist or something to keep the dust down, make it a little bit damp. You just want to keep the dust from going up, and it's very dry, dust pops up, so you want to keep it a bit moister, so therefore it doesn't happen. Obviously, when you're dragging a bench or something or whatever, if it's a very large, one, Magen Avraham says that it's clear that it's going to cause a groove in the ground. If it's not, I don't know if it's talking about soft, a little bit of dirt, I don't know, but if you're talking about like an actual, dirt, this thing is very heavy, and you're going to pull it along, it's going to make a big groove, so that already is a psik resha. But here it's not clear how big of a charitz it's going to make and not, so therefore that's considered the Rishon Miskaven. Also, the Chabed Habayis, you can't. Well, chavad abayis in Hebrew, kibud is means to sweep it, but that's not, doesn't mean to sweep. It means that you have dirt floors. You want to go ahead and smooth out the floor so it's not, it's not uneven. Elim kena karka marutzuf. You can't, like, you know, drag something heavy over it unless the ground is has tiles. V'yesh matirin afilo enim marutzuf. Some say it's mutter even if it's not marutzuf because it's not varigan or mash for gumos. You're just trying to go ahead and to hold down the dirt or to, like, you know, to make it so it's, you know, it's or stamp down hills or whatever. It's not, if you don't, you're not going to say, going to smooth it out. It's not. Some say it's also to use to go ahead and to it's also to do it even by marutzif, because it's gzera after any marutzif that you're going to go ahead and do it by a dirt floor. But the person can say that halacha is nowadays is that since there's no, basically there's no floor, I mean, that there's, that's not tiled, basically. There's no house, sidewalks. Nowadays there's no, to find the dirt, you can find a dirt area, but it's not, a floor in the house is we always have stones there, or so tiles.
What's going on here is a little different. Only the wealthy had stone floors, but even those stone floors, the way they were set, it's similar to the sidewalks here in Beit Shemesh, where they set the stone, and then afterwards they put all the dirt around, so the dirt holds the stone in place. So when, according to the data, that you can't sweep the stone floor, it's because what you're doing is you're pushing the dirt into the grooves of the stone to keep the stone set.
Possibly, but we're not talking about it. We're talking about even by a dirt floor.
No, the HVH. The dirt floor is one thing, and then we have in this thing, we have the...
Gzeira. Okay.
Gzeira. On the tzad, if you have a stone floor, you still can't do it because of this particular aspect.
Well, it says it's exera. The way the lashon is that it's exera onto a dirt floor. So I don't know.
That you might come to sweep the dirt floor.
Yeah, that's what it says. And therefore, the post can say nowadays we don't have dirt floors in the house. So therefore, it's not exera is bottle. Some say no, but that's a general. That's a general halacha that since nowadays it's the gzeira is bottle because there's no gzeira out to anything.
Bechela
yedei beged.
Rambam wanted to point out that in the gina or on the merpeset, you're not allowed to sweep even if you have tile, because often the gina or merpeset has dirt.
Well, merpeset.
Depends, if it has dirt, it depends.
That is dust, but yeah. Right, but yeah, chatzer that has a patio or something. You have a backyard that has a patio.
Stone floor with a patio.
Yeah, so
that's
yeah, because that
you
might come to, yeah. Yeah. Be allowed to sleep. Yeah. You have like a feather duster. Enumash v'gumos. It's also mutter because you're not going to cut. That's not going to do anything. It's just sweeping the dust. But also the chabed of goli on the mechabda is on the suim miksamim. You can't. Shiloh, Ishtabu, Kismehem, you might come to break the, you might, if you want to sweep the clothing, whatever, you might come to break the sticks. We're talking about it. So a broom, old-fashioned broom, that has straw, sticks, and whatever, and so you shouldn't use that because it could come to, it could come to break off, and it's a slicer of the kli. Even though, okay, but the old brooms, even still, they didn't break off so much, but...
That's
the same on the stone. Yeah, I don't say it's a psych racial horror, because it's something you know is very old to happen, it still goes around it, I don't know. Gimel, ain't stacking is a karka, you can't, like, put, like, Shevin on the ground or whatever, lamedichim I say, a feel of humarutzif, and you can't wash the floor even if it's marutzif, you can't wash it. They say even though nowadays you don't have dirt floors, but the peskim are more machmir when it comes to washing the floor. Obviously, something spills on the floor a little bit. You're allowed to, you know, put some water there and clean it up. A spot. The problem is washing the whole floor. is a problem. you know, if in one area that's fine. Also, l'tzadeh chavis al ha'aretz. It's also to tip a barrel on the side on the ground. The kivan shu kveda yovel ashvas gumos vade ha'ipsik reisha. Because if you tip it on its side, it's so heavy. If there's any on the ground or whatever, if there's any hole in hill or whatever, it's gonna.
Yeah. Dealing with filling the stones, all of this, I believe, is dealing with filling the gaps within the stones, which has got multiple problems with it.
It could be.
This is talking about a dirt floor.
Dirt floor. That's what I understood. It's talking about a dirt floor, even outside. Talking about a dirt floor, and it's just gonna weigh down the dirt. Well, that's if you roll it, even without rolling it. I'm not sure if it's even without rolling it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Because we're gonna see, we're gonna get to the next, we're gonna get the next couple of simonim about, playing with marbles and things or whatever. Alright, let's do a bit more. Shin lamaches. Hashmas kol b'kli shir osir. To go ahead and play an instrument is osir. Avala hakish atadeles, but to knock on the door, b'kiyotze b'zeh, kishaino derech shir mutter. If you're not going, that would be a problem, but if you're just knocking, it's not a problem. If you don't do anything, you don't do any maisa, like you're singing, whatever it is. They whistle to their friends. You're allowed to whistle to your friends. Singing a tune is a discussion. But to whistle, to do a free, whatever, to catch your friend is mutter. V'asur lahakos, al-bishabas al-adels, v'tabas, v'adels, you're not allowed to use a door knocker. O'vish'enu mechavin l'shir, there's no shir with it. Because makohol v'aklim yuchad l'kach, asur, because since you're trying to make a knock with it, and let's say it doesn't work, whatever, the thing's off its hinge a little bit, you might have to fix the hinge so you can use the door knocker, so therefore it's also because it makes a noise. Anything which makes a noise, is a kli which makes a noise, is also because you might come to go ahead and fix it. Okay, also l'shamish, hakos al-hadelos, l'ikul l'beis, they used to have the vekor in the shtot, to go ahead, the shtetl, to go around and wake people up for shul. Whether people would sleep in or not, whether you throw water in them, I don't know. He had a big some sort of hammer or something to bang on the doors. That would be usur. Ella maka biyado ala delis. Then he has to go ahead and just use his hand to go ahead and to, knock on the door. He can't use his big booming knocker. Yesh matirin lo malein Yehudi l'nagi mikli shir b'chupois. Some if a chuppah would extend, which in Europe there wasn't anything like that, would extend into Shabbos, you're allowed to tell a goy to go ahead and to play music for them. For the chasson kala, agav afil lomer leini yehudi l'taken a kli shir shari should cover chasson makala. Even to go ahead and to ask a goy to metaken a kli shir for cover chasson makala is mutter. But b'lav achi also you can't ask a goy to go ahead and fix the thing. Miu b'zvanazeh nagul lahakiel v'tan shizvar to misha achareze in tipuach harikud, because it's mutter shu shayim. People aren't going to listen anyways, so it's better they're ignorant of the halacha than being wise about the halacha. Just a couple of the makudas and we'll stop. Discussion about alarm clocks. What about using alarm clocks? So the post can make it because alarm clocks is Oshma's call. Everyone knows it's an alarm clock. Shaila is, well, can you use a phone that has a niggun to wake you up on Shabbos? Because that, you know, people, because the problem with Hashemah's call is that you might come to Tikkun, it's not working, I come to attacking it. I don't know. I didn't see anyone discuss about, I have to look at Mamash Mar, they post, I don't see anyone discuss about using cell phones to play music. But Lachor might be a problem, because also putting a stereo on, you know, on timer is a problem. Hashemah's call is Zilzul Shabbos. It's known that people use a phone to wake themselves up, but to use, how, you know, this song, that song, this, no one knows, so it could be, that would be a, might be a problem of a Shmuel's call, on Shabbos. We'll get into a few other issues about, in the next segment about, like I said, Tipuach Harikud and dancing on Shabbos and whatever. It's Nagiyah to here, it's Nagiyah to there, and we'll continue, tomorrow.